Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining me. Let me give you a brief update on what we're working on here in Washington, then I'll open it up to your questions. Earlier this month, the Senate Commerce Committee, which I chair, approved significant transportation legislation that included some important reforms to enhance safety, provide regulatory relief, streamline grant programs, and improve the accountability and efficiency of many of our oversight efforts. Specifically, these key reforms that I helped work through the Commerce Committee would provide regulatory relief to agricultural transporters and custom harvesters who are so vital to South Dakota's ag economy. Our legislation was then combined with legislation from other Senate committees to form this year's highway bill, which is the Developing a Reliable and an Innovative Vision for the Economy Act, or DRIVE Act. Got to have an acronym for everything in Washington. It's a multi-year plan to fund our nation's highways and other important infrastructure projects. As we began to receive feedback with respect to the Commerce-approved provisions of the bill, we worked with senators on both sides, Republican and Democrat, to address several of their concerns, and as a result, produced an even better and stronger product. And last week, and then again earlier this week, we had votes. We had some votes this morning where more than 60 senators, including the Democrat ranking members of several key committees with jurisdiction over transportation issues, voted to move this legislation forward in the Senate. Because of that strong bipartisan support, I expect the highway bill should pass tomorrow through the full Senate. And I will say that it is my preference that we pass a multi-year bill, which reverses the trend of recent highway bill extensions, which have simply kicked the can down the road. And the thing that I think more than anything else we need in highway funding, highway planning, highway design, you talk with the Department of Transportation in South Dakota, contractor community, people who are involved in the construction industry, continuing to have short-term extensions just creates a tremendous amount of uncertainty and makes it very difficult for people to bid contracts, people for the Department of Transportation to do planning. And so this is why I think we need a multi-year bill. And by the way, we have had, since 2009, 33 short-term extensions of the highway bill since 2009, so more than five a year, which is not a good way to run a highway program. So we may need, because the House has yet to act, we may need, since the funding runs out at the end of the month, to do yet another short-term extension to get it to where the House can do their work, and then hopefully we can go to conference and complete a multi-year bill, which will, as I said, move us in the direction I think we need to be going when it comes to transportation funding in this country. I just want to mention one other issue because it's been in the news a lot. But last night I joined more than 20 of my colleagues in the Senate in introducing a bill that defunds Planned Parenthood. And I'm sure you're all aware of these recent reports that have uncovered practices at Planned Parenthood that I think, irrespective of where people are on this issue, are both appalling and inhuman. And we can't stand idly by and allow taxpayer dollars, federal funding, to continue to flow to this organization. So what our bill would do is just strip Planned Parenthood and all of its affiliates of federal funding, while at the same time protecting funding for women's health services by shifting that to other areas, other agencies, or other clinics, I should say, that can continue to do the screenings and things that are important. So by doing so, we continue to give Americans access to needed health services without condoning the type of repugnant behavior that we've witnessed in those videos. And I think the Senate's going to act on that bill next week, and we'll see where it goes. But I would hope that folks on both sides of the aisle, and for that matter, both sides of this debate, recognize that this is something that really goes beyond the pale and needs to be addressed.